Penguin Random House Audio presents Unfaithful Music and Disappearing Ink. This is the author, Elvis Costello. For those who came before, and those who are still to come. Along with your tweezers and your handkerchief, you murder time and truth, love, laughter, and belief. So don't try to touch my heart, it's darker than you think. And don't try to read my mind, because it's full of disappearing ink. All the rage. Chapter 1. A White Boy in the Hammersmith Palais. I think it was my love of wrestling that first took me to the dance hall. There was barely a week of my childhood in which I did not have the following dialogue with a stranger. Any relation? I beg your pardon? You know, any relation to the wrestler? My mother might wearily manage an indulgent laugh as if to say, you know, I've never heard that before in my life. I just felt awkward. Though I suspected that I might indeed be a distant relation of Mick McManus, a professional wrestler who was a fixture on the Saturday afternoon televised bouts. The contests in the early 60s had none of the pyrotechnics of the modern spectacle, just well-oiled showmen like Jackie Palo and Johnny Quango grappling and hurling sweaty lunks around and sometimes out of a small roped ring. Mick McManus spelled his name like my papa had before my dad added an A to make it M-A-C-M-A-N-U-S, because it looked posher and better in print.